Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 4, Episode 84 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, get some cat facts with Catman, and play a game called Four Facts. But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Celebrated Thanksgiving, went to Lambeau, saw his Dolphins take an L, and got rowdy with some cheeseheads. Catman is here.
I'm up first. Yeah, it was a good weekend, other than freezing my butt off and getting people yelling in my face, go Pack, go, smelling Miller Lite breath. It was great. It was a great time for the first quarter. And then Catman just wanted to go home. I was just sitting there stewing section 114, row 54. But it was a beautiful night. Beautiful night. The halftime show, Lindsey Stirling was amazing. Violinist, a little bit of flurries. And I left halfway through the fourth quarter.
This guy had a wonderful Thanksgiving with MB in MB. He also bought his first new putter in 20 years, and he's super hyped about it. He also started rebuying classic NES games from a vintage video game store. Birdo is here.
The putter is the big news. I've been using the same putter for 20 years. I've been looking and looking and find nothing I like. This is like buying a car. And I found it.
Scotty Cameron?
And no. That Odyssey AI 1 square to square double wide. It is it's exactly what I wanted. I didn't know I wanted it, but holding it in my hands, it all feels right. And I was draining putts on the putting green. And if I missed it, it was just off a little bit. I was like, oh, it felt so good. It was made for me. So you boys are in trouble going low this summer.
Took you 20 years to finally work the first one.
Nah, I had a good streak. But the last 3 years have not been favorable to me with that crazy putter. But that ship has sailed. We're moving on. Looking forward to A1 AI smoke, boy.
Washington finally got another win. Daniels looked sharp in a bye week. This week, they should get healthy. In other news, it's the holidays, and man, oh man, is it busy, and it got cold early. Boomer is here.
Yeah, man, we were outside working, doing those lights that I showed you, and my fingertips were frozen in 20 minutes. Frozen. Yeah, man, Washington turned around, even though it's a 3-18, but the win's a win. Let's go.
Traveled to New York to see his family over Thanksgiving. Avoided the 4 feet of snow seen in parts of northern and western New York, much to the dismay of Gabriel, Max, and Lainey. Christmas tree is up, decorations are out, and now they're just waiting for Santa's arrival. Shine is here.
Yeah, we're ready for Christmas, I think. We missed Rehoboth's Christmas parade this year. Totally snuck right up and past me before I even knew it was here. That's kind of like our one go-to every year, but we might try to hit up Lewis this weekend.
Is it time to panic in Atlanta? Not just yet, but we're getting close. In other news, fall never came and winter is here. Yay! Insert sarcasm. And single dude turkey day was not nearly as awesome as it used to be, and glad the family is home with Christmas rapidly approaching. JCat is here.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, Atlanta looked really bad last week offensively. But yeah, we'll see. They don't win versus Minnesota. We're close to panic time. As for single day, single guy turkey day, the family was in Texas visiting Amy's Texas folks. I missed the little boogers. Single guy turkey day used to be like Blackout Wednesday in Dewey, and sitting around all day, like being semi too hungover to eat, and then eating, and then watching football, and then sleeping. Wasn't that at all. Wasn't cool. Just kind of ate at my sister's house, which was great, which was fun, and then fell asleep with my dog on the couch. So, but here we are, ready to rock. Cold and sucks. Woo.
And I'm your host, Eric. Hosted Thanksgiving, good times with the fam. This getting dark early makes me want to go to bed at 8 o'clock. And the Philadelphia Eagles are on an 8-game winning streak. Thank you, Mr. Barkley. Thank you.
I went to bed at 8:40.
Please help promote
night.
Us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and give some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best gum draft. I usually don't comment before I release the results, but I do not agree with the winner of this draft. I think the second place finisher was far superior to the first place finisher. I think that person got votes for name recognition alone and not taste of gum at all. But that being
so we know
said,
Eric
in
didn't
sixth
win.
Place.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I don't care if I don't win. I'm not saying I didn't say my team was the best. I'm just saying I don't agree with the winner. In sixth place, Jay Swerve said underrated classics. And Derek W said tarantula. JCat's team, look at my pointy chews. 4.6% of the votes, sixth place.
JCat, I know like several people that voted for you. I thought you might have been like first or second. I'm like, dang, people are really
talking
about
several. I don't think you know what the word several means because he didn't have a vote until 50 some votes in. I thought we might be at another one of those situations where, whew, I was
people
scared,
kept,
JCat. I was scared.
People kept
I
talking
regret
about
nothing.
Freshen up. People kept saying, oh, freshen up. I'm picking that. I was like, okay.
No regrets.
You know, in Apple Music, when it's like essential Wu-Tang Clan, and then it's like deep cuts, and it's like your picks were like the deep cuts.
Yeah.
Like the bangers for the true fans, but like that everyday brand recognition is just not going to get it.
I don't think people knew the bubble beeper. I
no,
think the tongue splashers
old.
Were
old.
A solid pick, but.
Yeah, tongue splashers, unbelievable.
Like if you saw something that said bubble beeper, wouldn't you be like, what the heck is a bubble beeper? Oh, let me pull out my little handy-dandy supercomputer and Google bubble beeper.
They might have known.
There was
they
pictures
might have just known
time.
It was whack.
You're right.
A lot of they comments about it. The pictures. A lot of people were loving the pictures.
Held you.
Fifth place. Regina P. said, cherry blow pop, great bubblicious. It was over just from those two. And Allison D. said, gonzo grape all the way. Also, those juice gums were yum. And juicy fruit? Yes, please. The gum my grandma always gave us. It was tough between Bubblicious and Big League Chew as my top gum, but the other gums with the Big League Chew blew it for me. Baseball card gum was always hard as a rock and crumbled into pieces. And the others in that group, meh, not impressed. Catman's team, let me get a piece. 9.2% of the votes, fifth place.
Not last, and I like my position in this upcoming draft.
Yeah, hold on. His tagline is no longer not last. It's not last, and I like the position. That's what you say.
Yeah, but there ain't no juicy fruit going in this one. So I'm locked and loaded with like a solid top five. So let's go.
Fourth place. Kim said, bubble yum cotton candy is superior to all. Egg Shen said, best team of normal gum and the only team that doesn't have gum that flavor that lasts only for 8 chews. And Corbin B. said, bubble yum cotton candy is fire, and I totally forgot about Ouch bubble gum. Nearly every flavor of Blow Pop is great. This all adds up to a great draft, whoever you are. You did your homework. Minus Minta Burst. What the French toast is Minta Burst? It looks like the generic candy kids pass out on Halloween or at Christmas parades. My team, do you have any more gum? More gum? More gum? 12.6% of votes. Fourth place.
So Croce finished in fourth place, but not Bobby. Got it.
Correct. Maybe it's a swap from last episode. And third, second, and first all had over 20% of the votes. So it was kind of a runaway between these three teams. But in third place, Matt F said, can't go wrong with Big Red. Matty G said, best group hands down, Big Red and Winter Fresh Extra. And as much as I don't appreciate this comment, Tessa B said, the sour apple blow pop. F you and your gatekeeping, Eric. Beaumarch team, no gum in class. 21.8% of the votes. Another third place.
Hey, right there, baby. Right there.
Podium.
Stop hating. Podium. Only one went away. One. Let's go.
I don't think I've won in probably two seasons. So I'm like, and Eric was hating on my flavor. So I think I'm like, God, just come on. Let's go. Let's
You
go.
know, getting third place with this draft position. I think this draft position is pretty terrible, to be honest with you. It's hard, like, you know, you're like in the
In the
middle of
middle?
it.
Yep. It's hard to get out of the middle.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm a pretty solid drafter, I guess, though. You know,
Or just
the first
generic.
place finishes and
Can't believe Big Red and Sour Apple Blow Pops. In second place, Matt K said, Tops had the best stick of gum for like 30 seconds. Flamingo said, Big League Chew just hit different, and I'm pretty sure gum and baseball cards could have killed COVID. It was awesome. And Keith W said, I'm cranky, old, and not willing to expand my horizons, which is why I chose a team that had all the products that I had tried before. Oh, look, the juicy fruit flavor is gone by the time Eric reads this. Shine's team, mint condition, 23% of the votes.
Two
Second
things
place.
I need to say. First, that baseball pack gum was a hit, sounds like. A stronger fifth round pick than I would have expected.
Well, I don't
Second
know about that, Sean. Your
is
first round pick was a hit.
when you come in last place, it is imperative. It's so important. You have to come back with a first or second in order to keep up for the season. So I've managed to do it, and I'm going to do it again tonight with another top three finish with this cheese draft. So let's go ahead. Let's hear about how Bobby whined his way into first place. Everyone felt bad for him talking about all his fourth place finishes. So congratulations, Birdo.
100%. I agree with Eric. Should have never came in first place. Probably shouldn't even came in second place. Definitely Big League Chew should have won it. 100% should
Bubble tape is a banger. Bubble tape and Big League Chew are neck and neck. I have to agree. But the rest, gumballs,
Tiny Chiclets. Trident.
tiny chiclets, and well, Trident's okay. And then what was the other one? Bazooka.
Bobby's like, hey,
Teeth
kids, we gotta vote for
breakers.
this. You gotta vote for mine because of this right here. Don't you like that? Look, yeah.
All I know is this. All I knew was win, 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 no matter what. Let's go. That's my first win in a long time.
And
Well,
in a
Andrew.
totally unrelated story, the Myrtle Beach Visitor Board,
No, that is not true. That is
located at
not
North Oak
true.
Street, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, put on their Facebook page, there's a weird tall guy out here with a putter in his hand making people vote for gum.
Right, Birdo. In first place was Birdo. Comments include Andrew C said, bubble tape over Big League Chew for life, and Trident is a banger everyday gum. Gabriel B said, because it has two classic choices, the Hubba Bubba tape and the gumball machine ones are good, besides the yellow ones. Those taste terrible. He's not wrong. And Brian J said, Big League Chew, but I call it Bow League Chew. He is so sugary and sweet and a fine piece of bubble gum meat. Birdo's team, choose wisely. 28.7% of the votes. First place.
I'm happy. I'm happy. What can I say? About time. New putter, first place finish. Everything's coming up bird eye right now.
Right. Well, before we wrap up the gum draft, here's what we should have drafted. What the heck is with all the extra picks? That was totally extra. Wrigley Spearmint. Orbit, Dentine Fire, Mentos Gum, Blue Raspberry Blow Pop, the bubblegum ball at the bottom of the ice cream from the ice cream truck, Tea Berries by Clark's, Double Mint because it had great commercials, Bubble Jug All Day, Trident Mint, Clove Gum, LOL, Coolers Citrus, Extra Polar Ice, Dentine, Orbit Sweet Mint, it's incredible, Mentos Mint Gum with the juice in the center, Razzles, you guys hammered all the gums, impressed. And, of course, we should have drafted. Here are all the mentions of Fruit Stripe gum. Fruit Stripe. How come Zebra Stripes aren't on here? Fruit Stripes was all right. Gonna throw Yikes Stripes in just to get counted in the survey. Fruit Stripe. Only thing missing is Zebra gum. Fruit Stripe gum needed to be here. Fruit Stripes. Good at first, but then zero flavor. Zebra Stripes. Fruit Stripe gum, son. Yipes Stripes. Fruit Stripe, Fruit Stripes, Fruit Stripe. Fruity Stripes. The best 15 seconds of flavor ever. Those were the gums that we should have drafted. Just to recap, last week we made predictions of how many people would pick Fruit Stripes as what we should have drafted. I said 6. Catman said 10. Bomar said 5. Rar said 4. Shine said 23. And JCat said 5.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
15. There were 15 mentions of Fruit Stripe gum. JCat with the exact right answer. One vote trickled in like in the past like day or two, and I was like, 15 is unbelievable. Terrible, terrible gum.
Yeah, 15 absolutely. People
need their taste buds check.
Oh,
but we get awesome. It. We were drafted for nostalgia, so that was pretty funny. So if you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka.
This week's draft, anything cheese related. Could be a food, could be a song title. It could be anything related to cheese or cheese related products. I feel like there may be some bantering back and forth with some of the picks come in, but we're just going to go ahead and get started with JCat.
Number one pick demands an amazing, amazing item here. From the time I was a little boy, to present day, there wasn't much that this item couldn't fix. Whether when you're young, you struck out with the bases loaded to win the game, your first girlfriend broke up with you, your dog ran away, you failed a test, bad day at work, whatever it may be. There is something about this all-American classic that can just heal you. Back in the day, you'd have it with a Pepsi. Nowadays, I'll have it with a beer. Give me a cheeseburger, man. There is something about the classic American cheeseburger that works so well together. And don't tell me about a hamburger. Hamburgers suck, but you throw a slice of cheese on there, and all of a sudden, it's magical, man. The power of cheese is true. It transforms this frumpy hunk of meat on a bun into this magical flavor medallion that you just can't get enough of. Heals broken hearts, licks your wounds for you, goes great with beer, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, whatever, or a milkshake. That's a debate for another day. But yeah, give me a cheeseburger. I think it's the number one pick worthy right here.
All I'm saying is I'm so glad that JCat got to draft cheeseburger. Or I was hoping if he didn't get that one, he would get another one that I'm sure is going to go here shortly.
Yeah.
Because you made the most of that pick there, JCat. Thank you.
Think it's funny.
My
I'm
mouth
not
is
joking. I have
watering after
cheese.
hearing that,
I did not
actually.
have cheeseburger on my draft board. It never like entered my mind. I have so many
Yeah.
cheese things, and I was like, I
It's
didn't
there,
think
but
number one
I had
thing.
not. I didn't think, JCat, I mean this with. This seems like an extremely basic pick for you for number one overall. It's a banger, but I expected you to go somewhere completely
Like
different.
cheeseburger
Well,
from
some things you
somewhere.
don't need to
No, not
overthink.
just.
Specific. Oh.
I'm
Some things you don't need to overthink.
Catman
For
likes it.
sure.
Second spot, he's saying. Cheeseburger, solid.
But I thought one of the
Solid pick.
two were going to be gone, and now they're not. So now I'm in a dilemma.
No,
So,
no.
like. But J-Cat, finish off the burger. Well, to talk about, so we got a bun, we got a patty. Load up. What's your go-to?
I'm going bacon. Got to throw bacon on your burger. I like pickles and I like a spicy burger sauce on there. And then I'm done at that point.
No lettuce,
Because if
tomato, ketchup, mustard.
no, if I'm throwing bacon on there or something like that, that's my textural component. I don't like the tomato and lettuce on there. If I'm really honest, I don't get lettuce on my burger a lot. I will throw a slice of tomato on my burger every once in a while, but not if I have bacon. I don't know. It's a different textural component. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could even go with like a bacon cheeseburger as your pick, because you can't go wrong with bacon, but
Yeah, but in the spirit of the draft, that's now piling on something else that could influence the voters. So in the spirit of the draft, we just go with the cheeseburger.
that's why I asked the question, Sean. Clarification.
True. JCap, favorite burger from
Ooh.
Restaurant 55, not for breakfast burger. Absolute banger. It's
Oh,
located off of
fried
South
egg on
State
a
Street.
burger is so, any fried egg on a burger is banging.
It's unreal. It's a sage patty on a brioche bun with an egg, however you like it, and bacon. And I'm telling you right now, man, it's fantastic.
All right, Catman, cheeseburgers off the board.
These cheeseburgers, man.
Yeah, acting like a real Mick.
I'm in a real dilemma right now because
Nah,
there's,
nope.
yeah, I am.
I think I know
There
what he's gonna take.
are three absolute bangers, and I'm not
Yeah,
gonna name
well,
any more.
there's two that
Three.
for sure,
Three.
and they're both.
I did not see cheeseburgers going number one.
No, nor did I.
Man, I think I know the two that you guys are
So
talking about.
there's two that I
I'm
got right
not
now
sure.
that are both. I love both of them. So for me, I'm like, which I love them both equally, but which is going to have the greater reach? And I feel like they're both equally popular, but it was the first thing I wrote down, so I got to go with it. Mac and cheese.
So many varieties.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, when someone else picks, I think it's going to be a first rounder. Well, I'll bring it up with one I was really, it's like right there. But mac and cheese, man, it's you can heat it up, the little instant mac, Kraft macaroni and cheese, like and just macaroni and cheese across the board. My wife's mac and cheese is banging. Usually three cheeses are in there.
So many
Um,
cheeses.
yeah,
Like, oh, it's so good.
it's
I had some buffalo
unreal.
mac today, buffalo chicken mac and cheese for lunch
See,
today.
that is
It's
money.
yummy.
It's a great side, pulled pork, smoked stuff. I mean, it goes with everything. It's comfort food. Mac and
Now
cheese.
we're 84 episodes in, and I drafted mac and cheese
See,
in the build a meal draft. It did not help me because I was stuck with the ham at the end. Mac and cheese. I thought it would be banger. I went with the side instead of the entree, but no,
Well,
it's a
it's
good
not a
pick,
side. I
Catman.
mean, you can eat it like,
Oh
as a
yeah,
snack or
true.
whatever, but
Grandpa Max living fat off of that. Off of mac and cheese.
that Boston Market mac and cheese back in the day.
Yeah,
Mac and cheese with
spiral
hot dogs
noodles,
cut up in
man.
it. Man.
That one's good too. Catman, what's your go-to noodle for mac and cheese? Elbow? Egg shells?
No, is it fusilli?
The
Cavatappali?
spiral.
Spirals.
Steely Jerry?
Spirals.
Ah, cavatappis.
Yeah, those squiggly little
It's all
thingies.
good. It's all good.
Yeah, fusilli.
Has anyone ever eaten mac and cheese with like spaghetti noodles, like linguine.
No, it's
Like,
the
and you know, I just didn't
spiralis.
know if anyone's ever done like a long noodle. Because like, oh, it's all I had. I wanted some.
Wow,
Don't
yeah, I
shy
could.
into
That
that.
sounds terrible though. Like
Yeah.
linguine mac and cheese, like.
Yeah. All right. Banger. Kevin, I it's hard to, that is a big one. That's probably one. There's one I thought you would pick, but it probably could come back to you. I don't know what everyone else is picking. So I want to go with like something that sticks out. I don't know if this is gonna like be, it's a huge pick, but I just don't think it's gonna be a standout pick. But sitting at the third pick, I want my very own delicious cheese pizza. Like
Yeah.
pizza is, I
One
mean,
cheese
everybody
pizza.
knows it.
It was number
Pizza
three
is
for me.
unbelievable. Yeah.
Well,
So
yeah.
I have to take it just because it's that good. Every pizza is good. Grotto's, eh, but every pizza is good. Even like Tony's or like Red Baron, it's edible and it's like, it's not that bad, you know?
I
It's
love a Red Baron pizza, dude. I
yeah.
awesome. The
The little
DiGiorno,
minis.
not the delivery, it's DiGiorno.
DiGiorno
Yeah.
deep
Bagel
dish,
bites.
it comes in its own
Oh.
like pan that you cook it in, and it's
Dang.
delicious.
But cheese pizza, every kid at lunch gets it. Like pizza day, it's like 12 hands go up out of like the seat. Some kids pizza, some kids raise both arms because they want doubles. It's like cheese pizza, man. It's where it's at. Gotta take it. Kevin McAllister style.
Was my number one.
Bolognese.
It was my number one.
Pepperoni's the standby, but like if I
Nah.
go somewhere where they're selling slices, I always get a slice of pepperoni and a slice of cheese.
I mean, I would get a, I'm not a big topping guy. I would definitely get
No,
sausage
I'm
or
not
something
hating.
on
I'm
my
saying
pizza,
like
but
people
yeah.
underestimate just a slice of cheese. It's banging.
Yeah, no, it's solid. Save you $2 per slice.
Gate World
There's places
to
that add.
cheese pizza. It was a
What's
different
that?
experience. It was a different experience, man. Like I still
What
remember
was?
how it tastes.
Skate
Cheese
World
pizza from
2.
Skate World 2.
Oh, Skate World 2. It was a different experience. I don't know if it was a positive
A
experience.
DRS concert.
Pouring some out for my homies. This is for my homie.
Mr. Third Place, fourth pick in the draft,
Man,
BM,
I kind of want to
so
switch it
forth.
up, but there's a monster on the board. There's two that I think are monsters. And then one would be switching it up, but I think I need to take the bigger one. This thing you can get anywhere, any state, but the best place to get it is the place that J-Cat and Jason want to buy
Yeah.
is a cheesesteak.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I'm shocked that it lasted to the fourth pick.
Me
A
too.
little
Well, it's because you drafted
surprised.
at number one. The
Little
sandwich drafted.
surprised. And my go-to cheesesteak, fried onions,
Charlie's.
and mayo.
Oh. Oh.
So good,
Hot
man.
mayo. Come on.
Or
Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
you could totally switch it up. Dill pickles and ketchup and mustard.
Mustard?
I don't want
Oh, so
sauce on my
good.
cheesesteak. Unless
Dude,
it's cheese steak
cheesesteak
like
with pizza
pizza.
sauce from Pizza Villa all day.
Yes, sir. Bro.
Yeah.
Pizza. The side of marinara on the side, the dip. Oh, that's the goods.
There's a couple of good cheesesteak places out here. One's called Cheesesteak Rebellion, and it's like all Star Wars
Ooh.
themed. It's
No,
pretty
oh,
cool.
it's awesome.
Yeah.
We can all agree that like the like a diced, like a chopped up cheesesteak's better than like the long stringy cheese
I
like
like it. I
chunks.
like
Like
chopped.
Casapulas, like it's not, it's like you're like pulling and like
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it
pomping on
needs
it
to
to like
be
pull it apart.
finely shredded.
Minced.
Yeah, and the cheese incorporates with the meat and makes this
Yeah.
swaggletory
Not just a
awesomeness.
slice of cheese on there. It's got
Yeah.
to
Arena's
melt and
cheesesteaks
melt
were
down.
like
Yeah.
were good for what they were,
Who?
honestly. Like Arena's.
Oh.
That bag of crispy hers, that
You got to
blue,
get that.
like
When you get to the
the
when you get
Pepsi,
to the
large
end of the
Pepsi.
sandwich and there's like no steak left, and it's just a piece of like roll. It's like, oh, come
You
on.
gotta get the
That
double
nub.
meat. At arenas,
Double
you
meat.
shouldn't
Has to
have
get
to
put that way.
order
Double meat.
double meat.
Double
Got
meat,
it's a
yeah.
cheese
This ain't
steak. It should just
Subway.
be filled.
You ain't getting four pieces of meat triangles versus
No.
two.
If you
Please
order a
tell me no one
cheesesteak from
here has ever
Subway,
ordered a cheesesteak from Subway.
no,
Ever. All right, good.
ever. I don't think
No
so,
way.
but
No
cold
way. I
cut
don't care if Ryan
combo.
Howard was hawking them or not. Those things look like freaking dog water.
They're like sitting in lukewarm
Dog
water,
meat.
like the meat, and you
Yeah.
just pick it
It's
right
like,
out of it. And
would you like mystery meat?
yeah, it's like dripping as it goes on the bread.
You remember the Cape cheesesteaks?
Yes,
Yeah.
they
They
were
were
just
just
over
like
steak ums.
steakums, right? Yeah, like
Yeah,
steakums.
I with still like don't prove them though.
Like one piece of American.
I was about to say that was an automatic yeah. double lunch right there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, throw one of the
Sesame
buns
seed
away.
Buns.
Charla frying up cheese.
We need
steaks.
More corn.
Cheese steaks. Fourth pick. All right. Shine.
Cheese so
draft.
I've been staring at my list. I feel like the four biggest ones are definitely off the board.
Totally agree.
No,
those are my top
one.
Four. Totally mm-hmm. agree.
And now I'm going like the first pick in like tier two of the cheese draft. And I have three that I keep on going back and forth. And but then just a little bit ago, I finally decided, you know what? I'm going to take the safe hit here because I don't know anyone that technically doesn't like these. Because they're a classic. You've liked them since you were just a tiny kid. I'm just taking the classic grilled cheese sandwich.
Yep.
That was the one I was going to take second overall.
Really?
I was
mm-hmm.
in a
I
real.
Jake yeah, was taking that.
Everyone who doesn't like a grilled cheese.
Right?
Everyone can eat it at any point in your life. You can be poor. You can be rich.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, you can always make a grilled
and
cheese.
And I will say. What
and I might have
me
messed
to
up.
Go this way was that Bobby was picking behind me. And I said to myself, now, Jason,
no, you didn't, bro.
Which pick is Bobby going with? And then
it was
like,
cheese.
Oh, boom, he's definitely going grilled cheese. So I had to take that before it got to
me. Mac and cheese is far superior to grilled cheese, Jacob.
They're both banging. Let's not kid ourselves.
You ever had a mac and cheese grilled cheese?
They're both really good, but.
No.
Those floppy is
hey,
so
Rob,
good, though.
I'll give you
short rib
grilled
cheese
and my
yeah.
second round pick for mac and cheese and your second round pick.
No, I don't need it.
This is not usual where every pick that you want in the first round is taken. Like that was pretty much my lineup.
Price
so
of pay,
the,
coming in first.
Throw the thrill of victory has worn off quickly. And now I'm in trouble. So I'm gonna go with something that it's round one worthy for sure. And it is not the type of cheese that you might typically think of cheese. One of my favorite desserts, and mm-hmm. I could eat 17 pounds of it, is cheesecake.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Cake.
Yep.
Give
yeah.
Cheesecake.
Yep.
Banger.
So good.
I was literally just
I didn't
looking
think
at
come
it.
Back to me.
Yeah.
I was going to come back to me.
It's so good, man.
It's
standard,
so
straight
I
up
swore
New
that's
York
what you were
cheesecake.
Taking. I thought that's Rob. You love cheesecake. I thought that
I
was
do.
The first pick.
But
the crust and the creaminess with the graham cracker crust. It,
the graham cracker crust. The bottom when it gets all nice and moist, like right there, like that the piece on the 90. Like you cut out like a triangle right there. You got cheesecake and the oh man.
I'm sorry.
I want some right now.
The triangle piece, the tip of the triangle. That first bite of cheesecake is just
little tiny dainty little,
little raspberries
yeah.
coolie on it.
Oh, so good. The first bite of cheesecake.
I make the best cheesecake.
Well, prove it.
Because no. you're a man.
I've had his
like you
had
spring form in the whole nine.
It's good. His cheesecake is good. For real.
Make a pumpkin
like,
cheesecake.
Real good.
Cheesecake is good, man.
Bo's cheesecake is good. All right. I was thinking I would get grilled cheese. I didn't know what Shine was going to do. I'm kind of torn between two things. I think one will get more votes, but if I have them side by side, I'm going to pick this. I can't have pizza. This is pretty close to pizza. Give me that pasta, cheese, sauce, layers, that lasagna. Garfield's okay. go-to. Give
had
me
it
that
last
lasagna.
Night.
First of all, here's the thing. You eat that lasagna for your meal and you get that cheesecake for dinner. I mean, dessert. Whole next level, bro.
Yeah, I need
to
roll me back to the car.
My favorite food. This one's
yeah. like well, because you don't think it's not, book. You don't think cheese right away with it, but.
Yeah.
It's definitely got ricotta, mozzarella.
Lasagna without cheese, so.
And you better put some mozzarella on top of that bad boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's two cheeses in there.
But what you don't put in it, and this is the debate amongst me and my friends at work, is meat does not belong in lasagna. Get out of here. What? Meat is on the side. Get out of
sausage.
Here.
Sausage.
Nah. You can do sausage. You can do ground beef.
On the side.
What do you want? Like little ground beef?
No. First off, I don't want ground beef in my pasta, period. It doesn't belong in a Nicoboli. It don't belong in my lasagna.
Sauce, boy?
Sausage.
Oh, Lordy.
Where it's at.
Wax on.
Get out of
here. Yeah, all... You just destroyed your pick.
Nope.
Yeah.
Meatless lasagna.
I'm putting meatless lasagna.
No, you make your lasagna the way you want. I want mine without meat. Meat on the side.
Side. Wow. Two huge picks, bro. You only have a pick for a while, so you had to make them count for sure.
Yeah.
That's the first one that's not on my list.
Can I take a meat?
I just didn't think about it.
I forgot it too.
Yeah, because I had it last night. It was so freaking good too, man.
I did think about it, but I was like, man, we had a lot of Garfield lately on the pod.
So, Garfield's awesome. That's time for my favorite Christmas special, boys.
800 million.
Oh, Garfield.
All right, Shine, back to you.
So I feel like this draft at some point is going to get really funny and weird. And
just wait,
and drafting at this spot, I'm gonna bet it's gonna happen before I pick again.
It's a lot of good.
Kind of narrowed my stuff down to two. There's one that I want just to kind of take it off the board. There's another one that is more me, so I gotta go that way. And again, I think it's just a popular, most if not everyone likes these. It's a popular selection at a restaurant. If you're amongst a few other people, everyone will have one or two. I'm taking mozzarella sticks.
That was a late addition
to my draft board.
So good. Sticks. It's a people pleaser, man.
Yeah. And so, right now, I think I have like every kid's vote. Grilled cheese and mozzarella sticks. I have the pickiest eaters in the world in this household, and I'm pretty sure that they would all, maybe not Rob Gabriel,
mac and cheese
eat
and I have pizza.
My picks so far.
I don't know. To reach it for grilled cheese and mozzarella sticks over mac and cheese or pizza.
I'm not. Yeah, that's true.
But I hear you. You're right. Kids.
But you haven't picked your second pick yet.
True. Oh, you just wait, boy.
Kids, all right. I'm going to round my cheese steak with my side. Cheesy fries.
Oh, cheese fries.
Yep.
Yeah.
From where? Where's your favorite cheese fry?
I didn't really think about this, but oh, I do know. Louis.
Louis is the ultimate cheese fry. If there was any other answer, I was like, no, sorry.
I had to think about it for a second, but that is definitely by far the best.
Louis, that's how I had it on my list. Like, Louis
drizzled on there,
no,
like a cheese cut.
Mozzarella baked. It comes.
I will add.
Oh yeah, those are banging. I forgot about those. Those were so good.
I know you probably haven't eaten there in a long time, but I've definitely eaten
not
them
those,
with you.
But
anyone
I was about to say, chicken and Pete's crab fries with that side of white cheddar dip. They are good. That's spicy.
That's when you ham it in the third period and they cut you off alcohol, you got to get some chicken and feet.
Yeah, Louis by far is the best. Has the best cheese fries.
I will say, too, if you are familiar with Seasons Pizza up in Newark, their cheese fries were also, and it might maybe because it was always late and everything tasted good at that point, but those, when I hear cheese fries, definitely Louis first, but Seasons Pizza up there was also came in with a mean cheese fry.
Honorable mention.
Me think of
any
fries,
bowling
though.
Any bowling alley that has cheese fries.
Always
just get them.
Bowling alley fries. Yep, bowling alley cheese fries always smack.
Just get them.
Wow, all right, good pick, Bummer. Cheese fries. All right, I'm gonna go with a little more of a pricey appetizer because of a certain ingredient that's in it. It's mostly cheese. That's the worst part. They act like there's a lot of this other thing in there, but there's not. It's just a bunch of blended cheeses. It comes with like either a little baguette that's sliced up. Sometimes it comes with crackers. Give me the crab dip. The hot crab dip. All cheeses. Lydia gets it like everywhere we go. It's so, crab is so good. Cheese is so good. Crab and cheese, the goods. Go with crab dip. I don't really have a favorite place, but it's just good. Although we got some from Kendall recently. It was pretty good. Like a little pre-sliced bread. And then it had some crackers. Sometimes a piece of celery. Doctor that up a little bit.
Delicious.
Yep. All right, Catman.
Y'all done messed up. Queso dip and chips.
Yeah, oh, man. Nice queso. Rob. Yep. Dang it, Rob. It wasn't getting past me, buddy.
Another one that wasn't on my list somehow.
It is. You cannot stop eating it. Like,
yeah.
You got to go.
It's just, you queso. Can't
do
stop.
You want more queso? No, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, of course I do.
Just melted cheese. Sometimes it has like.
And not only that, you can dip anything in it. It's not just chips.
Queso dip and chips. I mean, any Mexican restaurant, like, just.
I prefer it to than salsa. Queso over salsa.
Oh, yeah, it's banging. Definitely.
That's why they charge you for
it. Yeah, that's why you gotta order it. Yeah,
salsa is like, free.
Rob, you're wrong.
Spring for queso. But yeah, I mean, anyone, like, you could just fill up on chips, man, like in queso. So, I'd say that beats crab dip, but. I'm not a voter, so.
Dude, after every pick so far, I've been like, that's so good. That's so good.
Yeah, that I really, so we should have done this earlier so we could just eat. Like, Bo.
All right, J-Cat, you got back-to-back picks.
Yeah, man.
He's going to be the one that makes this all kinds of wacky.
Not yet. We're not there yet. I do have a bunch of, like, wild stuff on the board, though, just for fun. I'm going to have to go to when I was a young man, this is the most fancy place that we went. When you arrived, they would put in the middle of your table.
No.
This wonderful basket of garlicky, cheddary goodness brushed with butter. Red Lobster, cheddar, biscuit. Let's go.
I thought it was going to come back to me.
Unreal. They were so freaking good. You could eat two and three if you had a large family, you're eating two or three baskets of those bad boys, and you're getting a basket, eating one of them, and taking the rest home, and all your to-go. Like, it's Cheddar Bay biscuits are amazing.
I'm so mad. I completely forgot about it.
I never had one. That popped in my head last week, and I was like, oh, my goodness. No one's going to pick this. J-Cat.
And you know what the worst thing about it is? When me and my grandparents would go to Dover, my grandparents usually hit up Red Lobster on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd always get a slice of cheesecake to go. Like, and so it popped in my mind. Yeah, just because it was whatever. So early, like when I was thinking about the draft, I was like, oh, yeah, cheesecake. And that memory like popped in my head about Red Lobster. But I completely blocked out the cheddar biscuit.
Dude. I've probably eaten at Red Lobster 2 to 3 times in my entire life. And it was probably like 4 years ago. And I finally had them. I was like, these are worth like the hype.
They're unbelievable.
They live up to the hype that everybody like, would talk about. First of all, Old Bay. But.
You can still buy the mix. You can make them at your house.
Yeah, you don't even need the mix. I mean, I make them with Bisquick biscuit mix.
Yeah.
It turns out just as good as the branded ones.
The last time I ate at Red Lobster was probably 1996. But I ate there a lot when I was younger.
I still try to go there at least once a year to keep them in business.
You're not doing very well. Aren't they bankrupt? Yeah.
Still hanging around.
No, they're still there. And the one in Dover's still there, so we're good.
That's massive, man. That's like such a deep cut.
All right, so
but everyone likes them.
I've never had them. Should I go to Red Lobster? Can I just get the biscuits just to try them?
Well, you
might be able to.
They come with the like.
Well, get the biscuits and then get a cheesecake.
Or get something like an appetizer.
Yeah, you might be able to order them. Like, call them in and just get a box to go.
Never had them.
They're worth it.
Intrigued though, for sure.
All right.
They come with a side of meat lasagna, too.
Guys.
I almost picked the first round. Not going to lie. Just for name recognition. You know,
you just classed up the joint with that pick.
And I swore I wasn't going to do this, guys, for my next pick. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk right across the parking lot into Olive Garden. And I'm going to let them rack that cheese grater, and I'm not going to tell him to stop until my man's shoulder falls out of joint. The fresh grated cheese at Olive Garden on top of everything made the dish. Me, I get the pasta e fagioli, right? And I'd be like, would you like cheese on it, sir? And I'd be like, yes. That'd be really classy, taking a chick from college, you know, out to Olive Garden. I'd be like, yes, I would love some. Thank you. But fresh grated cheese, Parmesan Romano cheese, I loved it. It was unbelievable. It's worthy of a pick in my book. Because I love fresh grated cheese on food. It's unbelievable.
Jake, let me ask you, do you want it to say fresh grated cheese from Olive Garden? Olive
yes.
Garden fresh grated cheese or just mm-hmm. fresh grated cheese?
No, Olive Garden fresh grated cheese. It's very specific, very niche, okay. If you will.
I want to say it was like
I always decline. I'm always like, nah, I don't need cheese on my salad. I'm not a big cheese on salad.
Oh, cheese on the salad, cheese on the soup, cheese on your tour of Italy. Let's go.
I think last year I bought Autumn the shredder, the hand shredder.
Yeah, you can get them. You can actually go there and get them
in our house. We use it whenever we have salad or pasta.
You better start shredding till your shoulder falls off.
What? Dude, that dude would look at me like,
shredding till your shoulder falls out of joint.
Keep going, garçon.
It's a pain in the butt to clean, if I'm being honest, when you have to clean it afterwards.
So you don't even use it at all.
No, bro. We use it all the time. I'm just joking. But it is a pain in the butt to clean. You got to like take it all apart.
Garçon? Pierre Garçon?
Yeah. Falcon? Colt?
Colt, Mount Union, represent.
D3 he was a commander, football, too.
Baby. Yeah. Mount Union, Nick Sirianni, represent.
And a Niner, too.
Was he a Dolphin?
He was a 49er.
He was a Dolphin.
I think he was everywhere in the league at one point.
All right, Catman, back to you. Third round pick, cheese draft. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
This might be too close to J-Cat's pick. No, you know what? I'm gonna zag. I'm looking at my list over here like, I could do that. You know what? I'm going, it's just something different when you put cheese in your scrambled eggs.
Yeah, cheesy scrambled eggs.
Cheesy scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because my kids love the breakfast at school, cheesy scrambled eggs. Mm-hmm. But we try to make any kind of like scrambled egg here. And they're like, nope, is there cheese in them? No, then no.
It's really, a good pick. The Lydia cheese puts makes cheese that in much. Them, it does make a difference. You can't even like see it. Just you taste it.
Yeah,
yep.
Eggs are not served. The scrambled eggs are not served in this house unless they have cheese on them. I have an 8-year-old little girl who will refuse to eat her eggs if there isn't cheese on them.
I typically go with a nice Colby, shredded.
I go with I like the Fiesta blend. Actually, it's really nice.
It gives it a little spice, right?
Yeah. Then I throw hot sauce on top of that. So.
Yeah, man, cheesy scrambled eggs it's game changer. Probably at least once a week I have it, honestly. Yep. Like, because I mean I have eggs wonderful. Every morning, but it's a nice little change of pace.
That's all.
All right, J-Cat, I had Cheddar Bay biscuits locked and loaded. I had it penciled in, so I had to swerve a little bit. I'm gonna go with the first non-food.
Ooh, here we go.
And I'm gonna go with a place. Sorry mm-hmm. to do this to one of you, but I had it on my list. I couldn't get an actual slice of this, so I'm going to take the whole restaurant. I'm taking Cheesecake Factory. Get so you. Much options. So many. Oreo Dream. So many. The lemon. Limoncello. Raspberry. So many. I'm going Cheesecake Factory.
So two of you weren't in here for the conversation we had before the draft. No, he gets it. It's mm-hmm. it's technically part of it's cheese. Anything cheese. So he gets it. But he was like splitting hairs over something else earlier. And then he goes and takes a whole franchise.
Hey.
A whole franchise. In the name.
You said it's in the name.
Oh, I don't know about this one thing because, you know, like, I don't want people getting a bunch of cheeses, but I'll take a whole restaurant chain.
Hey, I'm okay. You're right. You're not right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I say no. But if you I vote no. I don't think that's cheese.
Of course you would.
I don't think it's in the spirit of the draft. Bo?
It's cheese. It's a cheesecake.
I would say yes because Cheesecake Factory is all about cheese.
No, it's not. Yeah. It has a bunch of different.
Everything regarding cheese.
The fried mac and cheese balls.
Oh, the fried mac and cheese bites are outrageous.
I mean, everything we drafted is probably on their menu, but
yeah.
I can't hate necessarily.
Yeah,
I can't
loophole.
I get it.
Sorry, buddy. He messed
you
up.
If you want to say no, I'm okay with it. I get it. Like I said, spirit of the draft.
He knows it's wrong. He's got a guilty
conscience. I had it on my list early, though. I didn't just add it because you picked cheesecake.
I don't think it's going to do anything, though. I don't think it's going to.
It stays. No. Cheesecake Factory.
NFL Red Zone pick of the week.
I mean, the closest one's Christiana. Like, I don't think it's like that. I mean, I eat there. I ate there a couple weeks ago in Milwaukee. But, like.
Some of you tried to pick it from mall stores. Someone did. Might have been me.
But did you name structure? No.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's like somebody took a Greek diner and was like, hey, let's chain these things. You know, you have a menu, like a phone book. And
with, like, Egyptian, like, hieroglyphic.
Around the right board.
Bear.
Oh, Tutankhamun wants cheesecake.
It's that red velvet, boy.
Oh, Oreo, red velvet. There's a Snickers one, I think,
Reese's.
Too.
Oh, Snickers.
Yeah, yeah, so dude. Good.
They have, like, a turtle cheesecake, too, I think. It's banging.
I've been watching Bo for the last couple of minutes.
Topgolf cheesecake pull-up?
His eyes are on his list right now. He can't quite decide where he's going with this pick.
Oh, I know where I'm going, Jason.
Oh, it looks like you couldn't figure it out.
He's doing something what Rob was going to do. He's playing off of what Rob was going to pick.
Look at his little eyes.
He pumped his fist when Rob didn't pick it.
Rob should have picked it. All right, I'm going. Ready? There's only two places to get this.
Chuck E. Cheese? Oh.
Nope.
Oh,
Little Caesars or Domino's?
Cheesy bread.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Yeah,
cheesy bread is the best thing on the Domino's menu.
It is
by far.
Well, they have the pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread.
Yeah, that's what pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread is a game changer, man.
That stuff is amazing.
Oh, listen, Domino's cheesy bread is $10.99. Little Caesars cheesy bread is $6.99, and it is really, really good. Like, really good.
I mean, I've had some good homemade cheesy bread, too.
Yeah.
From being honest. Like, some people can, if you know what you're doing, cheese and bread.
Motor City Pizza Company. You can get it at Walmart, most major chain restaurants. Their cheesy bread is unreal. Like, it comes in, like, a little, it's only, like, roasting pan. So, you get those caramelized edges on it, man. I'm telling you, dude. Unreal.
I feel like you sent us a picture of that.
Yeah, recently. I did.
Yeah.
Obsidian Nugget?
I have so many picks left. Like, so many things on my draft board. It's wild.
I am going to go upstairs and look in my refrigerator for, like, a minute and a half for something to eat, and then realize it's too late to eat and go to bed, Matt.
Well, it's up Shine's pick, followed by Birdo, back-to-back.
Oh, I'm going – I was, like, so sold on myself taking this with my next pick. And then the last second, I'm like second guessing myself, and I'm not sure if I want to go that route yet.
Oh, with your gut, son.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going with, to me, is the go-to, the go-to breakfast sandwich, the bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich.
The Beck.
Crisp bagel, just a sandwich.
Yeah, it's good enough. I mean,
it's good enough.
I think just the bacon, egg, and cheese gets the point across. I think if you start to get, like, you know, it's a little too much sway to it. But yeah, I'm still
bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Sandwich, you right? Can just put bacon, egg, and cheese. Yeah. I think people will understand that.
Yeah, still a scrap.
I was like, Scrapple's probably my go-to, but I know it's not an everybody favorite thing.
Somehow in Sussex County, no one likes Scrapple.
All right, Birdo.
All right. Well, if you're going to undercut me with Cheesecake Factory, I'm going to undercut Rob. Sort of.
Catching strays.
Cheese is delicious, and you may typically think of it in block form, but Rob went with queso, and I'm going to go with another version of the liquid form. I want a cheese fountain. You may have seen chocolate fountains. I want a cheese fountain where you dip various things into. It's like a fondue. It's like a melted cheese fountain.
It's called fondue, not cheese fountain.
Yeah, well, they actually have
fountains. They do make cheese fountains.
Sure. Cheese fondue fountain. I want it all because it has the presentation. You take your little skewer, you dip your whatever, your little wiener dog into it.
Shorty.
Instant cheese. You get that little venison or whatever it may be. Give me a cheese fondue fountain. Glorious.
You didn't undercut me. They don't have those at Agave, so but I'm not worried about
like,
it.
Kind of like queso, but
fondue is a big pick, but I don't know what's up to fountain. But
you know how chocolate fountains like you should dip strawberry.
Yeah, stuff? Never seen.
So you're taking a cheese fountain.
Fondue fountain.
Just a pot of melted cheese. Like
instantly.
That Ricky Bobby had at his wedding because four different types of cheeses cascading down.
Yeah, dude, and you get chip salt around it and stuff, dude. Oh my gosh. You can get up a Google 40 cheese fountain and look at the pictures that come up.
Where
and
it had it? Yeah, I typed in cheese fountain. And there's 9 pictures of chocolate fountains and 2 of cheese.
If you type, it's the first thing that pops up. Cheese fountain is literally the first thing. There's for $40
on my computer. You'd be using Yahoo or.
I think you can use either or, but
a search engine.
You'd be it just gets it hot.
Not right cheese. Now, you should just put fondue, not cheese freaking fountain.
Yeah.
Is that Kim Jong-un and a cheese fountain?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I see him too. I want the fountain. I want the pouring liquid cheese.
So cheese fountain?
Cheese fountain.
Yeah, I don't care. My list is decimated. All right. That can come back to me, I know. This might be a misstep, but I love them. I love them. They're disgusting, but I love them. And I can eat them until I'm sick. I want cheese curls.
So like cheesy poofs?
Styrofoam.
Cheesy poofs!
Cheese curls. Orange fingers. I love the fact that you... like. The curl part, like you can put it in your mouth and chomp it, or you can put it sideways and have like almost like a retainer and just like chomp the whole thing at once. And,
like, kind just of, all up in your grill.
Yeah, like, it dissolves.
Yeah, do you ever just try to dissolve it without chomping on it? Just to see how long it takes?
Yeah. Cheese curl.
Cheese goo.
Does anyone know what the cheese dust is actually called? There's a name for the dust that's left on your fingers.
I can't remember.
Desidu?
I didn't know it.
Chitter.
It's called
like cheese Cheadle. Glitter.
Cheadle. I was close. Cheadle. Cheetle. Cheadle.
I feel like we talked about Cheadle one time.
Frito-Lay.
If you
not Don Cheadle.
If you eat a lot of cheese curls or puffs or balls, if you get to the point where you have to scrape the cheese off your finger with your teeth like this, that's next level. That's like you have half a bag and it's typically 3 fingers, thumb, pointer, and middle. And you are so deep into that Cheadle that you have to scrape it off and start over.
That's a good day. Are the kids in school that have walking tacos and they all come back with caked fingers. And I'm like, go wash your hands, crudlers.
No, I'm
just
not.
Just ate chips and some beef chunks for
it's like
lunch.
You power wash your fingers with the inside your lower teeth to just scrape.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So,
and then you get like a second snack.
Power wash. A second snack.
Cheetle snack.
You'll do that, but you can't stand the bottom of the like Cool Ranch bag. You can't
too much, man.
Wrecked. Intravenous.
Too much.
All right. So fourth pick. I'm really not worthy of making the selection. It's so worth the first round pick. And I said something earlier on the last round, and it like totally just like popped in my head. And I was like, oh my God, these are literally easily one of my favorite, maybe my favorite item. I've had them with all of you and shared them with all of you.
I know exactly your pick.
None other than Nicola's pepperoni rolls.
Pepperoni rolls.
Those things are so banging.
I was thinking about them the other night.
They popped them up. So good. I was cracking up.
And I was like, oh my God. Like I said the Domino's pizza pepperoni cheesy bread. And I was like, oh,
that's what made me think of it too.
Pepperoni cheesy bread. I was like, what was I thinking? Yeah.
Do you want to specify Nicola's pepperoni rolls or just pepperoni?
Nicola's pepperoni rolls. All right. Everyone knows what they are.
I was like, man.
Every time, it's not even like without fail. I don't think I've ever ordered something the amount of times I've ordered pepperoni rolls from Nicola's, and the server or whoever brings them to you are all like, "Oh, these things are so good. Oh, these are my favorite." Like, everyone loves them.
And they did say that, I think, both times we were together and you ordered them. I feel like remember we were all together the one time. All right, good pick, Shine. Bomar, fourth pick.
Oh. Bobby messed up with cheese curls. I'm going to pick the superior snack chip, and I'm going to go with Doritos.
Yeah. Which one? Yeah,
maybe it would just slip through the draft cracks. I
never thought about it.
No, yeah. It was the first thing I thought of. It's the first thing on my list.
It's on my list, but too. I didn't. If it was going to come back to me around the fourth or fifth, I was going to maybe sneak it.
Well, we've beaten Doritos to death on this draft, man.
I know, and I don't think it helps. That's the thing, but they're so good.
No, 100%. Like,
I just picked them in the orange draft. Got me a solid fourth place. Shock.
Spicy nacho is definitely
white chili or something.
There's a new one. It's a barbecue nacho. It's so good.
Yeah, but you're really? Nacho cheese.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Ooh. Okay.
The spicy barbecue ones are banging. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But you're picking nacho cheese.
Post Malone's favorite? Yeah.
Nacho cheese.
I had some help.
See, there's that's a great thing I could pick here. I know bring me some. I feel like this is going to be a J-Cat pick. I'm not picking it because I'm going to pick for me. This could be a misstep. My last two picks might be a misstep. I don't care. They're delicious. Fourth round. It's the only thing I used to order at my previous school's lunch. And not only were they delicious, back in the day, they used to be wrapped in tin foil.
Oh, you're doing it. Oh!
And called, they were called flying saucers.
Flying saucers.
However, yes. I'm making a slight modification. And I'm not only taking the hot ham and cheese sandwich, I'm taking the hot ham and cheese sandwich on a pretzel bun because it makes it so much better. A soft pretzel with ham and cheese melted on it. Magnifique. Exquisite. You're what the French call les incompetents.
Les incompetents.
Not picking that. I don't think people care. I care. That's all I'm at.
That's good. It's like very specific. It's delicious because I know what the flying saucer tastes like. I can imagine it on a pretzel bun, but I feel like if anyone
pretzel bun, I'm scared.
Salty, sweet, cheesy. Man,
I got pizza.
A cheese there's indigestion in my future tonight.
Everything on a pretzel bun is unbelievable.
Yeah,
like turkey club.
Yeah,
corned beef and cheddar on a pretzel bun is really, really good. Oddly enough, we used to raid the kitchen at the means. Rudder back in the day, and that's what we would always make. We take pretzel buns, corned beef, cheddar, put it in like the industrial powered microwave, heat that bad boy up.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds really good.
Let me tell you, boys. Shift drink was always my favorite.
All right, Catman.
I think my next two picks are pretty safe, but it's my favorite cheese snack. I mean, Cheez-Its.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Bobby have been arguing about this for years. The cheese
versus nips.
Yeah. they're different. The Cheez-It is the superior cheese cracker.
I agree.
I don't disagree. I totally agree.
Too hard,
but yeah, they're I could put down a whole box of cheese. It's no problem. Like
the
no
salt
problem.
The salt granules are like perfect. They're like
on Cheez-Its.
Yeah,
they're like kind of like bigger and they're
the
spread
hole
out
is aerodynamic. Like if you ever look at the back, like read the back of the box, how like the first snack, the ridges on the ends, so they don't like slip out of your hands. You can just throw.
it's got that grip, maybe that grip, maybe grip.
That grip, son. Texture.
Yeah,
it's spelled with a Z, right? At the end.
Yeah, Cheez.
Is there a Z at the end
space
of it or no?
ITS. It's also my favorite bowl.
It.
I would like to go one day.
I want to go to the Beef O'Brady Bowl.
Don't lie.
The Cheez It Bowl. They pour a bowl full of Cheez Its like out, like on the players.
The Yoshinoya Beef
Bowl. Better than the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Oh I know. It's terrible.
Oh,
true.
Egg Bowl?
Yeah, man.
All right. The superior snack. A lot of snacks going in this round. Cheese curls, cheese.
It's definitely a snack round.
And they're baked. So, like, they're not terrible for you, I guess. I mean, not that any snack is good for you, but yeah.
Snacks on snacks. They're not terrible at all. I mean, yeah, you're not looking a lot. Yeah, you're good.
Jake, also,
who picks?
Mix them in with pretzels. Side note.
Oh, Cheez-It party mix. Awesome. Yeah.
Mix in those brown things, this Melba toast with them too.
The Cheez-It party mix is exactly what Max got into.
Oh, remember tonight. Munchies?
Yeah, they're still around.
Munchies were good.
Yeah.
It's like banging. Sun Chips, pretzels.
Yeah.
Doritos.
Yeah. Doritos. Yeah. And then there's like
Munch mix? Whack little
things. Roll Gold. Yeah.
Oh, Roll Gold.
They still sell big bags of it at Costco. I'll grab it every once in a while. Cheetos are in there too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Oh, yeah. Cheetos are good. Jake, last two picks.
Seeing that winter is here, it's one of my favorite seasons for cooking because I'm a big soup dude. And one of my favorite soups is from Panera. It is the broccoli cheddar soup from Panera. It is amazing. We had some the other night. I picked some up because you can get it in the stores now and take it home. So I made grilled bacon and cheese on sourdough bread. That's not that was pretty good.
That was the highlight, everybody. The grilled cheese.
Nah. But this broccoli and cheese soup from Panera, I'm absolutely addicted to it. I'll go to Panera like twice a week in the middle of the winter just to get that soup.
Bread bowl?
You get in a bread bowl. I try to be good and not get the bread bowl, but then I just end up getting the big hunk of bread on the side anyway. So it is what it is. But yeah, Panera's broccoli cheddar soup is phenomenal. One of my favorite soups.
Pick up the bread bowl and like chomp the side. Like what?
Absolutely. First you slurp out the soup and then you.
Yeah,
like
that whole thing's salad. Gone.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Wow. And?
So we love cheese, right? And this isn't specifically a food, but if this is an option on the menu on an item that I'm ordering, you know I'm always going to get extra cheese. Extra cheese will set everything off. Extra cheese pizza, extra cheese on your burger, extra cheese on your cheesesteak, just extra cheese. Give
that's
it to me, baby.
That's sneaky good, man. That's amazing.
I'm putting quotation marks.
Extra cheese. God, man.
That's a Briggs pick right there. Always ordered extra cheese on everything. Double cheese, extra cheese. I'm like, dude, relax. Relax, dude. Extra cheese. All right. J-Cat's cheese board is done. Catman.
I got to take like an actual cheese. So this is the overview of Gouda.
Yes.
My favorite cheese. It's semi-hard cheese made from cow's milk that originated in the Netherlands. It's known for its creamy texture, caramel-like flavor, and orange rind. Gouda is available in many varieties from young to old. That young Gouda is sweet, mild, and a little fudgy. As it ages, it develops more caramel notes, nuttiness, and even a little tang. So I'm going with Gouda cheese.
Give me that.
My young favorite Gouda. Cheese. Delicious. I love it on sandwiches. Yeah,
man, your team name has to have like a Gouda pun. Like,
okay.
Like,
mm-hmm. That's a like Gouda team.
Always like,
yeah. Gouda's banging, man. Like, and it honestly, is. Go back to Panera. I didn't really know about its game until I started eating the Bacon Turkey Bravo.
Yeah, Bacon Turkey Bravo. Have you, do you get it
they've
grilled?
Changed it.
Do you ask them to grill it?
No, but I should now. But they've updated it a little bit. Turkey. Yeah, it's banging, but it has Gouda on it. Oh man, and that
sauce that they have, it's
is it the like tomato bread? Yeah. Oh, banging. But yeah, Gouda cheese. Banging.
Nice.
My last pick.
I had a feeling my last pick would be safe. Cause I'm gonna go a little outside the box, kinda like J-Cat did. When we were thinking of this topic, I started like just jotting down notes. I was like cracking up and just like all the cheeses we were thinking of. And while we have a lot of female voters, you can't deny that this is always, maybe not always, most of the time, hilarious. I'm going with cutting the cheese because words are funny. And I don't care who you are. If someone farts, it's funny.
That's not
in quotation marks. I'm drafting it. Fifth rounder, son.
How are you going to get a picture of that?
Monday I'm night, put, like, I was in the kitchen. Butt
clip art with like a wind thing. Right, yeah. Know?
Monday like night, I was in the kitchen cheese. Cleaning up, and Keaton and Rowan are in the living room, right? And I just happened to rip a fart. And I've never heard two kids rip giggle as loudly as they were dying. They were just giggling. It was the funniest
did
thing.
Did they laugh because they thought you didn't know that they heard you, or they just like you just blasted?
No, as soon as they heard it, they just erupted. They're like, "Yeah!" And I was like, "I think that was the dog." They're like, "No, it wasn't. It was you."
So, the dog farts are the worst.
I found my picture for sure.
Well, I better Google some pictures.
Yeah. Is it MC Gaseous?
I wish. Yeah, it's so yeah, going cutting the cheese.
Blow me that's away. Cute.
That's why I said fourth and fifth rounders, they might not help, but I'm doing it. It's funny to me. It's cheese related. Bomar, what you got, son?
I can't believe that Rob or Jake had didn't pick this pick right here. I'm gonna have to go with cheese board.
That's what we were debating.
He was not one of the two, he called it the cheese board too, just like we had said it was going to have to be called. That's unreal.
Eric was like, I don't know if we should allow cheese board, but he picks the Cheesecake Factory. Always out for himself.
I'll take out Cheesecake Factory. Cheese board's every cheese. I can have every cheese. Okay.
But no, you can have every.
I know. You're good.
Yeah, but I'll say it's on that. I mean, it's an appetizer. It's on a board.
Yeah. It's not that it's wrong. I just said it was the spirit of the draft. But
people should be like looking at the whole team once again, honestly. Like, but.
Oh, yeah. Bo's El Generico again. He's definitely coming in third or higher.
Yeah, right. Eric, be please. You're talking to the champ here. Be calm down.
Two-time champ.
Back-to-back champ. I know who I'm talking to. You saw that post today, didn't you, Bomar?
I saw that post. Hate.
He said, really? All right, nice cheese board. All right, Shine.
I know I'm sitting here. I can't decide between these final two. I either want to go – I can't believe this one didn't get picked. This is hard. Fifth round pick probably doesn't matter much, right?
No. So, because your bubblegum pick, your baseball card pick,
I know.
It's good.
That is true. All right. I'm going this way. Sticking with food. So as a kid, when you had this, you'd grab a cracker and you would just easy cheese that cracker all the way up as high as you could go. It was almost like a competition. See how high you could get that cheese stacked before you just shoved it all in your mouth. Oh, right? Good. So easy cheese.
Easy going cheese. With my fifth so good.
Pick.
On Wheat Thins, oh, it looks so good.
Oh, we doubled her up. We did better cheddars and easy cheese. Like, we were just looking to get her done.
Easy cheese hot. And celery. It's a delicacy.
Why not?
A delicacy.
I'm serious.
Easy cheese and pretzel rods.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yes. Easy cheese and just easy cheese. Yeah. You just, like Bo's doing right now.
You know what? I got to put that on Alexa. Grocery list.
I did add it to my list at the end, but I knew I wasn't going to pick it.
I gotta give Katie a shout out on that one.
With that little rectangle red thing.
That's on my jack board.
She mentioned it earlier tonight, and I was like, what?
What about? Wasn't it called Cheese Whiz at one time?
Yeah.
No, it's different.
Is it different?
Cheese Whiz is different than Easy Cheese.
Yep. You get yourself a Whiz Wit. I almost picked that.
Shine, what did you do when like you put the Easy Cheese can away? And the next time you use it, had that like hard cheese.
Oh,
did you eat it?
No.
Pull it off.
Did you eat it?
And give it to the dog. That's what I would do.
I don't know.
Simon, no. And he like flicked his finger like
the cheese plug. Like he definitely tried. Nope. He definitely like plug it.
No, I was pretty picky as a kid.
All right. Same thing with mustard.
You talking about Bobby? Blood. That never got crusted up in his household.
He used it every day.
One time.
All right. My last pick. I was going to go with a charcuterie board, but I guess that's not going to fly if Bo picked a cheese board.
It's the same thing.
J-Cat picked the burger. I'm going with his brother. Give me a chili cheese dog.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Chili cheese dogs are delicious.
A good one.
So wait, you like meat with your hot dog, but not with your lasagna.
A hot dog is meat, but if exactly. you
with some of the chili.
So if you could go back in time to 1999 and go to the Wawa near Cape, you could go to the deli section, ask them to add chili and cheese to the hot dog, which was 89 cents, and I think it came up to a total of 99 cents with the cheese and the cheese chili, which I think Bomar turned me on to. You get that, two Swedish fish and like a drink for $2. It was unbelievable.
Two of the large Swedish fish for like 10 cents.
Individually wrapped.
Two Swedish fish.
Chili cheese dog.
Chili cheese dog is your fifth round pick. I mean, I picked cutting the cheese, so I guess I can't talk. But
yeah, because you're gonna be cutting the cheese. So many good.
There's so many big cheese products we didn't pick. I'm surprised you went with that.
Are you saying chili cheese dogs aren't amazing? Like, what are you talking about?
Not for the voting pool, nuts. From what I understand.
Chili cheese dogs lead to cutting the cheese, so it's like a precursor.
I would rather have a chili cheese dog than cheese in my eggs or a hot ham and cheese. Give me the chili cheese dog. Anyway. All right. Honorable mentions. I couldn't pick this because I already had lasagna, but I absolutely love ravioli. One of my favorite foods.
Oh, that's a good shot.
That should have been. Can we let him, the chili cheese dog, give him ravioli?
Nah, bro.
All right. I don't want
to. It's too close to lasagna. Doesn't want it. Nah. Chili cheese dogs are the best.
I'm going to throw on stuffed shells. Might even be better.
People always tell me
stuffed shells from Olive Garden now with chicken.
People don't like want. They never want that. Chicken they never part. Want.
Oh, well, we're going.
And Bob, you guys stick to three here. You love to go on and on.
I love how I get.
And you're first now, so you can't be going on and on.
J-Cat does it. Cannoli. Mm. That has cheese in it, but I couldn't do that because I got cheesecake.
Cottage.
And you know, this is not draft worthy, but it's mention worthy. Sometimes it's like a nice little cheese stick, and you get to pull it down and get the little slivers. A cheese stick is string cheese is
Palio string cheese.
It's good.
I'm a savage. I just bite it. I don't do the string cheese crap anymore.
I had that on my list, but once Shine took Mott's, I was like,
yep.
I know you got to do string cheese.
Yeah.
Is that your three? My three. Yeah. As much as we love our chicken wings on this draft, the best to go with that is some blue cheese dressing.
Heck yeah.
Love blue cheese dressing with my wings.
I like both.
The one that I really wanted to pick just to make it a draftable moment, didn't really go here much as a kid, but always dreamed of it, was Chuck E. Cheese. And then also a more modern fun tone with the cheese theme is none other than Wimpy Kid's The Cheese Touch.
I had it on my list too.
I had it on my list too, but it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. You don't want the cheese touch, but I wanted it to be mentioned for sure.
Yeah.
Slice of cheese on like the side of the book. Like the spine of the book.
You guys ever good like walk past something that's just like nasty on the ground and just like, oh, there it is, real life cheese touch.
You're up, Bummer. Yep.
Yeah. Eric should be in the doghouse for not picking this as his cheese team. From Lydia's Bistro, the Pimento Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Cheese dip is good.
Cheese nachos from most restaurants are pretty good, but Arena's is really good.
You know, it's really good. Top Golf nachos.
Yeah, all 15 of them.
If you're lucky to get one.
15 if you're lucky. Yeah, it's like three orders.
And then,
I can't believe anybody picked nachos. I mean, Rob picked queso cheese.
And then I'm gonna pick this cheese. It's a morning cheese. You can mix it with a bunch of things. You make dessert out of it. Cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nope. That's the one I was talking about. Nobody picked strawberry cream cheese. Well, there's a lot of good ones, but
veggie cream cheese.
Yeah, it's because you're eating like an onion or everything bagel.
Everything bagel with veggie cream cheese.
Here's the problem with everything bagels. Sesame seeds.
Nothing.
Seeds are awful. Every bite. Oh, you want a seed in this crevice of your tooth? You want a seed in this crevice of your tooth? Because that's cool. Because that's what I want. Spitting out sesame seeds. Mm. Yeah. Good pick, Bomar. I had all three of those. And then Bomar said it right before. He's like, chicken parm. Rob, how'd you not pick chicken parm?
Yeah, I didn't even think about
that. Your go-to.
Mm-hmm. This could have been. This could have been an Italian like draft too. Jeez. Like,
yeah.
All right, I'm going. I almost drafted like cheddar, like getting that.
Yeah,
money,
getting
like,
cheddar. Yeah,
get that cheddar. Mm-hmm. So, I'm taking Jeremy Piven from Old School. Jeez. Didn't we lock you in a dumpster?
Yeah. I got out.
Thought I was going to take that. I thought that was funny. And then
Vince Vaughn's like, good, good, good. Like, we're glad you got out.
Yeah, you got out. And I'm going to take Lydia mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to get chicken cordon bleu. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, wow. I just loved that. It was like the,
hamsters?
The one from the sandwich from Arby's.
Banging. Banging.
Cordon bleu. Banging.
Processed Swiss, so. Microwave ham, chicken filet. Wrap it and tap it. Let's go, baby.
Wrap it and tap it. Catman.
Alfredo sauce.
Yes.
Chicken Alfredo. Banging. Chicken parm. Now that it was brought back up, it's literally like one of my top three favorite things to eat. I can't believe I negated it. And then cheddar sour cream ruffles.
LeBron's favorite. Ah.
And J-Cat.
I wanted to draft it, but I didn't think people would like it. Cows. Without them, we don't have the majority of the cheese that we eat. Wow. And cows are awesome. Like, they have, like, therapy cows where you can just go hang out with a cow and pet it. And they're awesome. Cow and they're actually tipping? Really, really good. Like, cow tipping was fun as a kid. Ever pee on an electric fence? Don't do it.
Don't be fooled, J-Cat. If he had the chance, don't be fooled. If he had the chance, he would eat you too.
Yeah,
Bovine University.
Urkel saying, got any cheese? Wow. Etched into my mind. Not draft worthy, but wanted to mention it. Calling your boss the big cheese. It's ridiculous. And for the last, second to last one. Has anyone ever heard the cheese tax song? Where the dog is singing about sing like, the cheese tax.
I think I have it.
Like, and it's like a dog like a video, talking like a about every video. Time, like, you know, every time the fridge opened, this puppy comes a running. It's just a great song. The kids love it. And my last thing, which is way off the wall, and I wanted to draft it, but I knew someone would probably call me a moron. But the Royale with cheese scene from Pulp Fiction, when Vincent and Jules are riding down the road talking about Amsterdam. And then they start talking about, you know what a quarter pounder with cheese is called in France? Royale with cheese. It's just one of those funny, like, little quirky scenes in, you know, Tarantino movies, how they are. So I wanted to pay homage to the Royale with cheese scene from Pulp Fiction.
All right, Catman, cat fact of the week. We're all excited. Maybe there's a joke in there. Not sure.
Let's do it. All right, so the cat fact of the week, I always try to like tie it into the topic that we're drafting. And this one got a little weird, guys. I'm not going to lie. J-Cat gave a shout out to cows, you know, because of the milk that they provide. You know, the basic process of making cheese is pretty simple. You heat the milk, you add a culture or an acid and let the mixture set. Then you add an enzyme, which makes it all coagulate and separate it into the proverbial curds and whey that we know. And that's like kind of the basic breakdown of like how you make cheese, right? I was like, let me see if there's any fun facts regarding cats and cheese. Some of the stuff I found was like, yeah, our vet has told us this too, that like you can give cats small amounts of cheese. Apparently like it's good for them, but I don't do it because I'm always shook about it. I don't want to upset my cat's stomach. But apparently in parts of Europe, they have figured out a way to use cat milk to make cheese.
Gross.
The one article I found, I couldn't really, like, I didn't know if it was a joke article or if it was, like, real. But there was another article I found from Italy that was actually pretty spot on, where southern Italian village of Rosaneto, they have cats, lots of them. A local entrepreneur had a bright idea, why not use cat's milk to make mozzarella? Putting his money where his mouth was, he set up a cat milking facility. The cat's milk is transformed into creamy mozzarella cheese. The Italy's president had recently paid a visit to the new business and gave a presidential thumbs up. There's a picture that I'll send you guys later. There is cat's milk cheese that's available that can be bought and mozzarella. I mean, you have goat's milk. Like, I mean, realistically, if it's pasteurized and cleaned or whatever, cheese. Like
camel,
yeah,
camel milk,
goat cheese, camel cheese, like there's multiple
camel cheese
out there.
Amanda cheese.
Do not Google camel cheese.
But yeah, to like keep Italy's animal rights activists happy, Italy's first cat's milk mozzarella maker has released some photographs of them being milked. Yeah, it's a real thing. I guess they have a restaurant, they have a hotel.
How have you not said, I got nipples, Fokker?
I know we do have
I've younger listeners. I've been waiting listeners. To say it the whole time.
I know we have younger listeners, so I didn't want to go too crazy with this. That's your cat fact of the week. Don't milk your cats. Let them be.
Nice.
Thanks, Kevin. Before we wrap up, four facts. This time I want you guys to text me your answers. Don't send it in the chat. Send me a text with your answers. Number one, the first fact is, this is French for to melt. Number two, the first recipe appeared in 1699 in Switzerland. Number three, there are four types of this thing. I'm not going to name the kinds. Might give it away. And it's a tradition that if a man drops his piece of bread in this, he must buy a round of drinks. But if a woman loses her bread in this, she must kiss all her neighbors. What am I referring to that's cheese related? Were we
saying it or?
You're texting it to me.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Bobby says cheese whiz. Bomar said Swiss cheese. And J-Cat, Rob, and Shine all said fondue, aka the cheese fountain. Yes. That is correct. Fondue.
Fondue.
Four types of fondue. What is that?
Fondue.
Mean? Four types.
Oh, you get
four
chocolate
types
fondue.
Would be cheese, chocolate, cheese. Meat, and broth.
And broth. Yep.
Oh, I did not think about that.
And Shine spelled fondue wrong just for the listeners.
How do you spell it?
It has an E at the end.
Right,
number two. This was not brought up. This was on my draft board, but I did not pick it. I did not mention it, so I'm glad it wasn't brought up. First clue. It debuted in 1971.
Like, this that appeared. Helps us, that helps us in no way.
I know, but it's hard.
So it's three clues.
This ain't gonna help either. This appeared in three episodes of Family Guy and the Clerks animated series. Number three, this was discontinued due to a lawsuit, and Sid and Marty Croft were the ones that sued. And number four, no physical changes were made to it. It's always remained the same. There's no way you guys get this.
Well, if it was made in 73, I think I'd have a better guess, but 71 really made it difficult.
No, so you said Sid and Marty Croft. Wait.
Didn't Marty Croft sued something because of this? So that might give you a big hint if you know who they are.
I do not.
And Rob.
I have no freaking clue.
I don't know how it relates to cheese.
Omar says cheese whiz. Blanton said a cheese wheel. Berto said craft singles. Chicket said a grilled cheese maker. And Catman says... You could just say it, Rob. Cheese O'Weezo, he said. That is not correct. The answer is not a food. It's a person and or a mascot of a famous fast food restaurant. The answer is Mayor McCheese.
Wow.
Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese.
In 1971. There's no changes been made to him. McDonald's was sued, so they had to stop using him. And he's appeared in three episodes of Family Guy and the Clerks animated series.
Mayor McCheese.
Like, any of the things you just said would have been more helpful than the actual clues.
What?
Those things.
I was thinking like Land of the Lost characters and stuff because of the Crawfords.
I forgot about that show.
And I was like H.R. Puff and stuff. And like, I was like,
they were like H.R. Puff and stuff. So it's like they're like puppeteers.
Yeah.
He's definitely scary. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Wasn't he like called to the stand or something by Randall in one episode?
I don't remember. All right, number three. First Mammoth clue. Cheese. Bobby's favorite. It was created in 1948 in Texas by Charles Elmer Doolin. Number two. Shine looked up like, Charles Elmer? Number two. In 2017, one of these were sold on eBay for $99,000 because it was shaped like Harambe.
It was shaped like a what?
Harambe, that gorilla. Oh. That like famous gorilla. I don't remember why he was famous, but.
He was killed at the zoo.
Okay. Number three.
I don't know why.
The first mask. I didn't remember. Number three. The first mascot was a mouse. And number four, this company has collabed with Taco Bell to make the Crunchwrap slider. What is this cheese-related product? I think I have an answer from everybody. Shine says Velveeta. J-Cat says Cheez-Its. Omar says Cheese Whiz. Catman says... Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
No. Cheese Whiz looks like a gorilla.
Oh, sorry. Rob says Cheez-Its. Bomar, what do you say?
Nothing. He's blank.
Nothing. Birdo said Cheetos. That is correct. Obviously. A Cheeto that looked like Harambe was sold on eBay. Birdo was the only one with the point. First mascot was a mouse, not the famous Chester Cheetah. Chester Cheetah was on my draft board, but I did not draft it.
Wow.
This is cool, you know?
Yeah, he is.
Like all right, two more.
The Joe Camel of cheese.
First one. The origins of this product trace back to France in the 1400s. Number two. One of these is between, if you had just one, it's between 80 and 100 calories. In 2015, the world record for the largest one ever was over 1,000 pounds, this thing. Number four, there are vegan options of these items. And in Greece, saganaki is a similar dish that's popular. And I will even give you one more clue. It was drafted tonight.
Ooh.
Oh. Don't be looking at the draft boards, Birdo.
Why not?
You got to remember.
No, I'm putting my original answer, which is obviously wrong.
France, 1400s. 80 and 100 calories. The largest one was 1,000 pounds. There are vegan options. And if you've had saganaki, it's a similar dish.
1,000-pound pepperoni roll from the Colas? Shine, you in?
Ew.
Got J-Cat and Birdo's answers locked in. J-Cat, I don't remember that as being drafted today. It's a good answer. It's a good guess, but...
So I know what the Japanese thing is. Like it's
All right.
Yeah, so Birdo and J-Cap both said cheese curds, both not drafted tonight. Shine says grilled cheese.
I didn't say anything.
Bomar.
Nothing.
Bomar didn't say anything again.
Catman
said cheeseburger. Cheeseburger. The correct answer was drafted by Shine, but was not chosen by Shine. Mozzarella sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Mozzarella sticks.
80 calories?
I said fried cheese.
One mozzarella stick is 80 calories?
Depending on the amount of breading, it said.
Not in my world. I have
no. Divide by 10.
Getting hard, boys. You're getting hard.
Mozzarella sticks at Crust and Craft.
You get a half a mozzarella stick.
Those things are like made to order. For sure.
Oh, so good, dude.
Yo, J-Cat, the cheesesteaks at Crust and Craft are good.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing there that I've had that I don't like. Mozzarella stuffed meatballs?
That is right around the corner from Sylvan. I've been there a time or two.
Maybe the boy wants to go to Crust and Craft.
All right, one more. First clue. Back in 1915, the company that makes it used to sell it in tins. It used to be sold in a tin. Number two, thanks to Ronald Reagan... This was given away for free in the 80s. Number three, 46 slices of this were devoured in 3 minutes. That's the world record. Someone ate 46 slices of this in 3 minutes. And technically, it isn't a cheese because more than 50% of it is made of other ingredients, like non-cheese-related ingredients. Bomar's sending it on the group message chat, not like an individual. Oh. All right, so four of you say Kraft singles, and Bomar said American cheese.
Isn't that what Kraft singles?
Technically, it is American cheese.
I mean, that's what I meant.
Singles with what the pictures were, so I will give it to all of you. The 5 for 5. That is American cheese, Kraft singles.
How did Reagan give out that free cheese? Where'd that come from?
It wasn't Kraft. It was the box cheese for poor
government. Yeah. But it was government cheese.
It was the best cheese ever.
It's pronounced government cheese, and yep. It was the best cheese you would ever have. My grandmother used to get it all the time, and she'd make me grilled cheese sandwiches with government cheese. I'm telling you,
that's why it's American cheese. Because that's why it's American cheese. As a kid, yeah.
So technically, government Memoir cheese is correct. But I'll
I had it on my draft board.
A little history lesson there. I like it.
J-Cat, she made that cheese. Tea on top of the stove, on that stove. Grandma's house smelling like government cheese and sweet tea.
A thick old slice of government cheese too, man. Oh, so great.
Like, J-Cat, it was almost like a thicker Velveeta cheese.
Yeah. It's so great. It was so creamy and rich. Yeah. Oh, it was just great, man.
Do you remember that scene in Don't Be a Menace to South Sunshine while drinking your juice in the hood where he takes the cheese out of the fridge and starts lighting it on fire like make a sexy
on her body?
Yeah, instead of wax.
Yeah. The Kool-Aid.
All right, boys. The cheese draft. We've been trying to keep around 90 minutes.
Problem.
Trying to keep these around 90 minutes. Closing thoughts, as always, Cavan. Cheese related.
Hopefully this pod wasn't too cheesy for everyone. Low hanging fruit.
Shine.
Just in the light of keeping this short, I really had a lot of fun planning for this one. I thought it was going to be pretty funny, and I think it definitely turned out that way. Solid draft. I think I've put a team out there that's worthy of the podium, but we'll see.
Omar?
For all the followers and listeners and the people that saw Eric's Facebook page earlier today, the reason that Jason and Omar are on the top is because we're the best drafters. So please listen.
Amen.
Please pick our teams and send the Crunchy Boys to 5 and 6. That's right.
Why am I catching strays?
I'm catching compliments. I don't even know how to take that around here.
J-Cat?
Cheese is awesome. I have a whole drawer in my refrigerator dedicated to cheese. At any one time in my house, there's probably 7 to 10 different types, varieties of cheeses. Right now, I have a wonderful Havarti dill that I got at Food Lion. Just perfect with some uncured salami on a Triscuit. It's great.
How does it not go bad? Doesn't your cheese go moldy? How can you eat that much cheese?
Cheese is mold.
I was like, then it goes to blue cheese.
Mm-hmm. You can't. I can't have cheese on stock.
Well, the majority of the stuff that we get, that we keep, it's processed, so it's going to keep longer. Now, when you really get up into the upper echelons of cheese, yeah, you're going to need to eat anything refrigerated pretty quickly. Now, like your dry cheeses and things like that, they'll keep. Life is better with cheese and bacon, but for the for this draft, it was just cheese. So we'll see. I figured I was going to be in sixth place because of my just all deep cut action on the bubble gum or the gum draft. So need a good showing for the standings, but I'll stand by all my picks, man.
If you had to pick either or, bacon or cheese, go.
Bacon.
Cheese.
All day long.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not even close. If we had to,
that's a hard one for me, man.
Makes everything better.
I'm just thinking.
You put a slice of bacon and a slice of cheese next to me. I mean,
cheese, yep. Son.
I think I'm with Bobby like that, but
I'm not eating a slice of cheese by itself. I'm adding it to something.
But if you're putting it on something, oh my god, that's a tough choice. Don't make a man choose.
You put bacon on your cheese.
I also want to know before
the man
we go,
is making you
thumbs
cheese.
Up or thumbs down on cottage cheese.
I love cottage cheese.
I like it.
I love cottage cheese.
It's like this.
I eat it.
Nah.
Wow. We are right in the middle, too. I'm a thumbs down.
I like it.
What about feta?
What about Wendy's? Remember Wendy's had cottage cheese on their salad bar? Remember Wendy's salad bar, first of all. My friend up in Pennsylvania, and he listens to this. He might hear this if it's part of it. But, man, he would do the Wendy's salad bar and just do nothing but the cottage cheese. It was grossing me out.
They have it.
You know, they sell tubs of that at Superfresh.
They have it at Ruby Tuesdays, too.
It's healthy for you, somehow.
Salad bar, man. So good. Pasta salad. Cottage cheese.
All right. Cool. Birdo.
Good draft. I hope I can make the podium. I got to keep this streak alive. Always fun with you boys. My verse for this episode is Galatians 2:20.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Is bottom two strap, picks of all the drafts.
Is that a strapped hat that you're wearing, Bo?
Are you talking about? Hold on.
Bo, stop for a second. Bo Mar, you are always talking about my head size. And I need the world to know right now that you are wearing a hat that is a strap hat. And you have maybe two holes left before that thing's not big enough to fit your dome.
First of all, three.
Sorry, three.
And it's super three loose, holes. Jason.
The listeners just need to know what that looks like right now.
Right now, the way you're sitting doesn't even look like you have a neck.
Oh, you don't have ears ever, so...